This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other programs while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone, remember, without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway. Freedom for freedom. Israel and the Palestinians make a deal, trading prisoners while everyone is caught in the same political stalemate of prison and prisoners. On this Tuesday, October 18th, it's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Celeste.
Good morning.
One Israeli soldier for many Palestinian prisoners. A deal that leads where? A discussion this morning, a Palestinian reaction to the swap and the possibility that events in Syria may have influenced this deal. Also, the microbiological story of AIDS. It goes back to the early years of the 20th century. And an investigation into President Obama's approach to illegal immigration. It may just be the big stick. Here's what you're talking about.
Your reports on the Palestinian prisoners have failed to treat them as individuals, many of whom are victims of the Israeli occupation regime. You need to turn to such human rights organizations as ADAMIR, the Palestinian Prisoners Support and Human Rights Association, and B'Tselem, the Israeli Information Center for Human Rights in the Occupied Territories. They can tell you much more about the condition of prisoners in Israel.
Give us your view, just as that listener did, by calling 877-8-MY-TAKE.
We're going to talk more about the Israeli-Palestinian deal in a few minutes, but let's start off with the headlines this morning. Israeli soldier Sergeant Gilad Shalit now back in Israel. He was released by Hamas just a few hours ago.
Obviously, I miss my family a lot. And also, I miss my friends.
That's Shalit speaking at a press conference following his release. Palestinian prisoners also being released from a number of institutions around Israel to various towns and rendezvous points. Joining us now to talk about the exchange there in Egypt-Sinai region is Ethan Bronner, Jerusalem Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Ethan, we're getting reports there are actually some clashes between Palestinians waiting to greet prisoners in the West Bank and the Israeli military.
Yes, there has been some rock throwing and some back and forth, but I don't want to say it's not nothing, but it's not an enormous thing that's going on. Basically, this was while they were waiting for the buses to get going. The buses now have gone. They've arrived in Gaza, at Rafah, and also in Ramallah, most of them. So the situation is moving forward.
And can you let me know what the scene is like? What did Shalit look like, and how was he greeted?
Well, actually, interestingly, Shalit looks, of course, he's a thin guy, but he looks thinner, I think, than one might have expected. But he is not unhealthy from what we can see. He was asked to sort of go on Egyptian television before he was given over to the Israelis and had a little interview on Egyptian television. You played a clip of that. It was an interesting thing to watch in the sense that he seemed thoughtful. He did smile, but he was breathing heavily. It seemed that he wasn't necessarily eager to be in that interview and answered the questions pretty carefully. There were some political questions put to him.
Ethan Bronner is Jerusalem Bureau Chief for our partner, The New York Times. Thanks, Ethan.
Sure.
We'll talk more about the swap from the Palestinian perspective in just a few minutes. In Libya, the ruling National Transitional Council says it's captured one of the last remaining strongholds of Muammar Gaddafi, the town of Bani Walid. Here in Washington, the Senate votes today on a $35 million portion of the president's jobs bill, although the larger package failed to grab even a single Republican vote. And Republican presidential candidates debate tonight again in Nevada, and eyes are focused on Herman Cain. Cain's star has risen quickly in the past few weeks. If you're watching, call us with your review at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And even though other states might move their own presidential primaries earlier and earlier, Iowa has now set a date, January 3rd. That's when the state will hold its nominating caucuses. Let's looking at the markets. World markets trading down this morning. U.S. futures stand mixed at this hour. The Dow opens at 11,397, the S&P at 1201, and the NASDAQ starts at 2615. Coming up this morning,
Now I'm writing with vitality, I hope, because that's all I want to do. And I run to my desk and I write in a state of exhilaration now.
Well, because he won a prize. That was last year's winner of the Man Booker Prize for Fiction, Howard Jacobson. He wrote The Finkler Question. Who are the nominees for this year's prize? And what is the controversy over the Booker Prize? Contributor Patrick Henry Bass joins us in 15 minutes. But we begin with reaction to the prisoner swap in Israel.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.